Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, and welcome to the Sluggard Craft Beverage Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, and we are going to try a few beer for you today. The first one we're going to hit is a Decadent Ales Blueberry Frosted Pastry. It's a double IPA with blueberry, cinnamon, and allspice added.
Sounds good.
Now, have you had any of these Decadent beers before?
I had that one.
That's right. We did the maple.
Was here. That what it was?
Yeah, we did a maple IPA here, and they're good. They're weird. They don't do anything normal.
Which is fine by me.
And it, now, I will say, the thing about these this type of beer is that it is a novelty. Mm-hmm. So it's not the kind of beer I'm going to go buy again and again.
Now,
I'm
if I find a six-pack. Yeah.
If it's really good, I might go get a second can.
Right.
But that's probably it. And so, I mean, I think that, and they keep releasing new and different stuff all the time. And I think that's why, is because most of their stuff probably has to be one-off.
Yeah, I've never seen like a standard like IPA.
No. Or anything like that. And maybe it's just we don't get it here. I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah, this is that 12% company the Dorchester out of Boston.
Which evidently does a lot of work.
Yeah, this is a contract. Decadent's a contract with them. But let's see. Big old, nice, tall, purple stovepipe can. All right, and it says, everyone loves toaster pastries. We've used a blend of sugar, spices, and real blueberries to recreate our favorite breakfast treat. Enjoy. And what do you think of Pop-Tarts?
Well, I think they're a waste of time. Because, to be honest with you, you can't beat biscuit and gravy.
Now, I do. I will go with that. Pop-Tart, to me, is the breakfast you have when you're either too lazy to make something that's actually good, or you're running really fucking late, and you don't want to just go through a drive-thru.
Yeah, like, I picture Pop-Tarts as mom's handing the kids a Pop-Tart as they run to the school bus. But who wants that sweet, sugary crap first thing in the morning?
Yeah, that sounds like something a bad mom does.
Right.
We're not judging any moms out there, but if you give your kids Pop-Tarts, we are judging you a bit.
I mean, my daughter's almost six, and I ain't bought Pop-Tarts once just because of that.
We bought Pop-Tarts on the last road trip we went on. Because we were driving all night long, and Miranda has this weird rule about never wanting to stop for anything fucking ever, unless we need gas. So I was like, okay, well, let's just buy some snacks and keep them in the car, or else I'm going to get grumpy and be a bitch the entire time.
Right.
And it happened anyway.
Yeah, it was bound to happen.
Yeah. But we had Pop-Tarts. And you know what?
But what type is your go-to? There's like 15 different types.
She bought them, and they were chocolate sundae Pop-Tarts. They were not...
Who the hell wants that for breakfast? Like, I want that with my damn coffee.
I agree.
That's ridiculous.
All right, what do you smell on this thing? We got to get back to the beer, by the way.
I don't know. I could rant about Pop-Tarts.
I know. I could do a whole podcast on how much Pop-Tarts suck.
It smells good. It doesn't smell overly sweet.
I know. Usually these beers, like their Cream Pop series, like, it's a punch of fruit on the aroma. And I'm getting a lot more hop.
I am, too.
Yeah, a lot more resiny hop than normal. I get a little bit of that yogurtiness from the lactose.
Yeah, maybe a tad of that.
I mean, and it did. I don't even know if it said lactose, but yeah, okay. But I thought the cinnamon would be stronger.
Yeah, I can't smell any cinnamon right
now. No, and very little blueberry. Nice. Have you tried it yet?
Uh-uh.
Now, it is hazy as fuck. So I mean, that's what they do. They do the hazy IPAs, and then they fruit the shit out of them, and they're usually good. Like, go in for a swig of this while I'm. Just right here. We do have good carbonation on it, that's for sure.
You get the cinnamon up front.
Oh, yeah?
Or I did. Good bit of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
But the cinnamon's, to me, as it goes down, it's mixing with the fruit in almost a little strange of a way. It's different.
I think it takes away from the fruit. I think the spice is covering up the fruit so much that I can't really take – like, say it –
if this hadn't told me there was blueberries in it, I would be like, oh, there's like a little bit of a fruitiness in there. That's probably from the hop.
I'm going to have to take a few more drinks of this, but I ain't getting much blueberry.
No.
Mainly the cinnamon mixed with the hops, and which is not my favorite of taste.
No, I think this is a waste of hops. And I've said that before, that like a lot of these milkshake IPAs are good, but that is a waste of hop.
I don't like the aftertaste.
No.
The cinnamon's clashing with that hops too much. It's at the end, you got the bitterness with cinnamon on top.
Yeah. Well, I get a little bit of buttery flavor. I'm wondering if that's not a little acetaldehyde they're trying to cover up, a little off flavor in their fermentation they're covering with all this other shit. I don't know. I mean, it is 8.6, so I will give them credit for this. You don't really taste 8.6.
No, I taste cinnamon.
Yeah. But I mean, like even in the smell, there's no little tingle, no little burn in your nose.
No.
So, I mean, they definitely balanced well and didn't just have pure ethanol fuck in your mouth. But, I mean, I do agree with you. This is nowhere near the quality of their cream pop series. You're speechless.
I'll be honest with you. If I was the brewer and tried this, I wouldn't release it.
No.
I'm
very underwhelmed. And like the maple was cool that we had a while back. That was a cool beer. Not something I'm gonna buy every day, but great for sharing. The cream pop series, and I thought this would be more in that vein. Great series. Again, don't need to be double IPAs, but whatever. This, very underwhelming.
I think it's cool they do stuff different. I do. And I think it's really cool that you can use about any ingredient you want to for beer.
Yeah.
But we need to keep this in perspective.
Yeah. What was it Jeff Goldblum says in Jurassic Park? We were so busy wondering if we could, we never asked if we should.
Right. Right.
I think they should have asked themselves, should we make a beer like this?
Right.
Because to me, I think sloppy is the word I want to use to describe it.
If you took the cinnamon out of it, it might be a decent beer.
Right. And I think that is what I'm saying, that they did not really tone in their flavors and get them all working together.
Right.
Because they are things that should go together.
Right.
I think they probably make a wonderful double IPA. And I would love to try just their double IPA to find out. And that would be nice to be able to compare that with all these other things they've done.
I am getting the blueberry a little more as I go on the back end. But to be honest with you, my opinion of this beer would be just like an actual Pop-Tart. No.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. I think I have to agree that, I mean, this might be one of the first times I've ever done this on the show, but this is one that if I were drinking this whole can alone, I would be very pissed off that I had to make myself finish it.
Yeah, correct.
Like, and I know we say like drain pour, but you or I never just drain pour beer.
No.
We always drink it. But I still think this beer is, it's a bad beer.
It is.
Yeah. It is. I mean, there's no better way to put it. I love the brewery. Yeah. I think they're good. The other beers are good. They produce good
beer. This is just a mess.
This is, yeah. They were trying to do too much, and I think they probably should have kept working at it before they released it.
Correct.
All right, well, let's get another one in.
Sounds good.
Hey, and here we go with beer number two. Just for a change of pace, we thought we'd go back to Hardywood, you know, our standard here. We got their bourbon barrel-aged Baltic Sunrise. Now, Baltic Sunrise is a porter that is also like coffee-aged. And so this one is doubly aged, I guess, is how you'd probably say it.
It's bourbon barrel-aged.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's also aged on coffee beans. Like, the initial one is done that way.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't read the bottle. I just bought the bottle. I like the original beer of this.
Yeah, I can't believe you bought it. There's really not any pictures. It's all words.
Yeah, usually I do go off the pictures. But when I see Hardywood and something barrel-aged, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Now, this is a 10.4% beer, 750 milliliter bottle. And, I mean, I'm not going to read this whole label because it is a lot of words. But the gist of it is they age it in coffee just like they do the regular, and then they age it in a bourbon barrel. So, like I said, it's doubly aged and brewed with purpose. That's their tagline. Right?
That seems kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
really for a business
that I agree.
Produces beer.
Well, I mean, Hardywood used all their other good slogans already. Now, I love Hardywood.
Yes.
I am not the biggest fan of Baltic Sunrise. I'll be honest with you.
I remember it being pretty good.
It's good. I just think, I don't know. Porters are almost all good. Like, it's hard to find a porter and be like, oh, man, they fucked this porter up.
Right.
And a coffee porter, in the day we live in, is pretty fucking standard.
Yep.
So, it's good, but it's not going to knock you for a loop.
Right.
Yeah. You know? It's not the one that you got to be like, oh, man, you got to buy that one.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that they have that are more on the radar for that.
So I'm hoping the bourbon barrel adds a lot to it. But sometimes with a porter, because it is a little lighter fare than a stout, the barrel, yeah, mask all the good stuff in there.
Yeah.
But it being coffee flavored already and aged already, it might be balanced out.
I wonder what kind of coffee they use. To me, that makes a difference too.
I don't know. It smells delicious. It smells like breakfast time.
Oh, it does.
Like, if you would give me a plate of bacon and eggs with this beer,
yeah,
I would be drunk and full of bacon and eggs. I know that's not really the description we were supposed to give with our food pairing, but I would be very happy.
That's, I might go make some bacon and eggs now.
Right, I'm telling you. Or just a good omelet. Like a good Southwest omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how...
You know, this is the second time we've talked about breakfast today, actually.
Yeah, but this time we're talking about good breakfast.
Yeah, good breakfast.
we're not talking about Pop-Tarts now.
Nah.
Fucking Pop-Tarts. Yeah, I'm very happy with the aroma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it smells great. Nice coffee, very dark. Nice chocolate, yeah. Nice bourbon.
You can see a little light just at the edges popping through. Like, I can see your happy birthday balloon. The red from it just at the edge.
It wasn't my birthday.
It's not your birthday?
No.
Oh.
I don't get balloons at this point in life.
Hmm. That's right. They send flowers and condolence cards.
Well, you know, my Facebook friends send me happy birthday, do the reminders. That's about it.
Was that a shot because I didn't do that?
Did you not?
I don't think so.
So many people do. You know, I must have had all of 8 people send me happy birthdays.
Damn, out of your 9 friends, yeah. That's pretty fucking good.
I think the 9th one died. I ain't heard from him in a while.
he's just drunk.
Good old Nick.
Yep. Have you tried this thing yet?
No.
It's not bad. It's very balanced. It's not masked at all.
Ooh, I do like this. Yeah. This is good.
There is a little bit of that alcohol flavor at the end of it.
That's fine.
I mean,
I can deal with it.
And it's not that I don't like that. It's just that I appreciate it more when a brewery figures out how to balance all that and make it so that's not there.
I feel like you're asking too much.
Now you sound like my wife. And, I don't know. And so it's not nearly as well balanced as the shitty Pop-Tart beer we just had. As far as, like, being able to handle the level of alcohol in the beer.
Right.
But this is also barrel-aged, so we knew it was going to have a little bit of booziness to it.
Oh, yeah.
And if it didn't, we would probably be bitching and moaning about that right now.
And the flavors are blending very well.
I enjoy this.
Good coffee, just good chocolate taste to it. And I want an omelet.
And I get that. Mouthfeel-wise, I like how this tastes. Like it doesn't really coat your whole mouth like a stout. So it's a more drinkable barrel-aged beer than a lot of other things. I'm not saying you can crush it. I wouldn't encourage anybody to do that.
But it's still dangerous because I could drink all this easily by myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a beer that, like, I could get that down in 4 gulps if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Because it does have that great mouthfeel, and the alcohol doesn't hit till after you swallow.
Right.
So it's not like you're going to get that burn of a super barrel-aged Russian Imperial.
Right.
Or anything like that, which I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of anyway. It's warm weather. It's 70 degrees today. We don't need any fucking Imperial stouts. All right?
Those wear on me sometimes.
Yeah.
They really do.
When everybody does one, and 90% of them all taste the same.
They don't have depth.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
And so I only get excited now when I see, like, oh, shit, they're using a Pappy Van Winkle barrel. I'd better go try that.
Yeah.
You know, then I'm lining up, you know, but and so I'm getting more excited for the barrel people are using than the fucking beer they're making.
Which, did it say what barrel?
Not that I could find. If you want to jabber for a minute, I'll look.
Well, here we are drinking a bourbon barrel aged porter.
It is not in there.
Okay. Okay.
Could you tell that it's balanced with a touch of vanilla?
I don't know if I can or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say on the label. They say lots of shit on their labels. They also say it's brewed with a purpose.
You know, with Hardywood, their standard offerings are really kind of crap.
You're right. Yeah.
But you get these big bottles, they're good.
Yeah. Like, their mass-produced stuff is not great. No. That Richmond Lager.
I've never bought it.
I would take a truckload of that and drive it straight off a fucking cliff. Because I like craft lagers. Like, there is nothing better when you get hold of a good one. That is not a good lager at all. I would actually prefer you hand me one of your Keystone Lights. Simply because at least then I know that's economically viable.
I mean, that's just it. With my Keystone Light, at least it don't cost much.
That's right. So,
6-pack of the Richmond.
How much did this one run you?
I bought this like a year and a half ago, so I'm thinking it was around $15.
That sounds about right. All right. And would you buy it again?
Oh, yeah, I would.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely.
And hopefully this year, because I think this should be released here soon, because the regular's out now.
Yeah.
That they'll probably release it in the smaller bottles like they did the gingerbread.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because they did that with Christmas morning, too.
Yeah, I saw that. All right. And I think this has been a good episode. We had two very different,
yes,
very good beer. All right. Cheers. If you need to hit us up, hit us up at sluggardpodcast@gmail.com or jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com. Until next time, fucking, I don't know, send us free beer.
Let's make an omelet.
There you go. That's our new sign off. Fuck it. Send us free beer. Let's make an omelet.